Welcome to The Food Fix, where we talk with innovators who are figuring out how to change the world. I'm your host, Shayna Roth. Recently, The Food Fix went to Art Prize in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan, to talk to people who are taking a more artistic route to better feeding the world. Art Prize is an independent international art competition that takes over 3 square miles of downtown Grand Rapids from September 23rd to October 11th. Anyone over the age of 18 can enter Art Prize and compete for the public vote and juried prizes. Emekai Ikbude is from Nigeria, but he currently calls Texas home. While living in Nigeria, he experienced firsthand the struggle that people face trying to get water. After art school, he became an activist and now uses his art to raise awareness of water scarcity. His art installation, The Stream, is a 3D multimedia sculpture made of twine, bronze dust, wood, and water. With this project, Ikbude wants to, quote, engender a rethinking of the problem of global water scarcity. It depicts two women, one with a child, both struggling to get water, while an eye made up of LED lights looks over them. Water streams from below the eye, giving the appearance of crying. Ikbude's exhibit is in the DeVos Place Convention Center, and you can check it out from now until Art Prize is over on October 11th. The Food Fix asked Ikbude to describe his innovative approach to raising awareness of a global water crisis.
The inspiration for this piece comes from me being part of a population that had to walk for miles and miles in search of water. You know, when I was a kid, I used to, you know, go to the stream with my mother, you know, to fetch water. And despite being a kid of maybe 8 or 9, you know, I still had to, you know, carry my own share of the load, you know, maybe a gallon, maybe half gallon, you know, while the older people had to carry the big luggage, you know, so and walk that several miles. And, after so many years, having grown into an adult, you know, and still seeing that people in rural Africa, especially where I come from, still have to walk miles and miles to get water. You know, I felt that something had to be done. You know, it's not acceptable. So I started the Stream Project, and then this installation is actually a piece, you know, depicting the project that we already started. The project as a whole, this is entirely an installation titled The Stream. And as you can see, it is made in 3 sections. I call the upper section the realm of the dream, because everything in the upper section is in 2 dimensions. You know, I use thousands of wooden dowels and tiles, which I spread over and then painted on them and broke them into pieces. So when you define that part based on one piece, you know, it doesn't make sense. But when you go back a little bit, you see that what we've actually formed is an image of the eye. So we used the teary eye to kind of suggest, the cries that women and children and other disadvantaged people have to, you know, shed in order to access basic amenities like water. And then in the middle, you see the water flowing. Actually, for the past 1 week, we've only been using 1 or 2 gallons of water because it's been circulated, so recycled. And the water itself represents the tears from the eyes above, and that's what the women are fetching as water. On the lower piece, which I call the section of temporal space, you know, I have 2 women kind of fixed in time and space, and they are made entirely of twine and burlap, and then coated over with brass finish. You know, I went to several Lowe's and Home Depot locations, you know, collecting the brass dust that comes from the keys that they made. So these are what I brought together and collapsed them in certain solutions and used them to coat over the entire lower sculptures and making them look like metal, because the objective was first of all to sculpt entirely with twine and also to use something flimsy, something that is not as strong as wood or metal, but finish them to look like metal, because it's just like building from a delicate situation to a stronger situation. So that's what we achieved with this sculpture. But it's all about drawing people's attention to the fact that people have to suffer to get water. I think that, working with different materials give me more freedom to express. You understand, you can paint, you can make wonderful pieces, give them so much meaning, but it's still two-dimensional. Just like you can still use, you can use wood or metal or anything to, I like to work with as much media as I can lay my hands with. And if you look at the installation, we have up to so many different kinds of materials. You understand, up to four or five or six of them. But then, you see, the fact that we use different and many materials doesn't make it complex or complicated. We are still able to achieve simplicity, which was the primary objective that we are looking for, because we understood that we'll be talking with local people and people who probably are not so well grounded in, artistic concepts and terms. I feel that my exhibit has been received fairly heartily by people in Grand Rapids, because coming here with a message of water, and then each day talking to hundreds of folks from Grand Rapids who are involved with one form of water project in Africa, in Haiti, in Central America, or the other. You understand, it's kind of gratifying to know that folks here are already involved in water projects in Africa. So the message gets across because it resonates with what the people are already doing. After Outcries, irrespective of how it goes, I want to go home and continue to raise funds for my stream project, because the objective is to continue to provide, build wells and supply other water filtration systems for folks in Africa. To learn more about my stream project, I have a Facebook page. It's called The Stream Project, or you can, add me to your Facebook account. My name is Emeka Ikebude, and you can also get in touch with me through Outcries website, and then you can, from Outcries website, you can get to my personal website. Just to say thank you to Grand Rapidians. They have been so wonderful. They are awesome people. I'm being hosted by people I've never met before. They keep me in their beautiful home, share their facilities and space with me, feed me, make sure they bring me to the venue as early as possible, and come here every night to take me home. So, I've met so many wonderful people, and I can't thank them enough. What I hope they get out from this installation is the message that people elsewhere are suffering because they don't have access to water. We have so much water in the United States, especially here in Michigan, where you have so many lakes, you understand? But then there are people in Central America, in Asia, in Africa, who have to suffer and who have to travel miles just to get water. So we are not on the same equal pedestal as far as water distribution and access to water is concerned. You understand? But the message I want to pass across is that we can achieve so much if we kind of reorientate our perception towards use of water, not just only water, but other amenities of nature, food and stuff like that, because as you can see from the water that we are using here, it's being recycled and recycled. So the message is that people should conserve and people should recycle, and that way resources could go around.
You can find Emekai Ikbude's work at the DeVos Place Convention Center in downtown Grand Rapids. Art Prize is going on now until October 11th. For more information, go to artprize.org. Thanks for listening. And as always, you can email us with any questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. The Food Fix is produced and edited by Ali Hussein, Casey Wurst, and myself, Shayna Roth. Karina Basket is our managing editor. Our theme music is the song Watchin' My Garden Grow by two of our favorite Michigan artists, Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko, with additional music this week provided by bensound.com. Funding for the podcast is provided by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID.